Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, Abigail. This is Jeff Goldman.
Hey, Jeff. How can I help you today?
This might be a little premature. I'm scheduled for an installation probably within a month. And I have some questions about the fiber as it comes into the house. All of my connections, I've installed them so they come in through wall jacks as opposed to just drilling a hole in the wall and sticking the wire through. So my question with the fiber is, since my power comes in via a pole, I'm presuming the fiber will come in the same way.
Well, as I said, it depends. So I'm more than happy to answer your question. So based on your landscape, based on where you're located, usually the day before, the technician would come out to your location just to see how they would set up the service. And usually,
right, that's a little bit late, because if they don't have what I need, then I need to get what I need. So is it possible for me to talk to someone in the installation group to find out, for instance, you know, like I want what's called a Keystone Jack. And do you guys use LC fiber or SC fiber, multi-mode, single mode, that kind of thing, so I know what kind of parts to get, unless you have all that stuff in the truck? Do you have short patch cables? Don't know. So if somebody shows up a day before and they just want to drill a hole in the wall and leave to get the thing done, then that's not going to work. So I'd like to be a little proactive here and have everything that I need for this to work.
Okay, no problem. What I can do, I can reach over to our construction team, and then usually they can try to see if they could have a technician come out to your location just to let you know how the service would be installed.
You mean like some weeks before the actual install?
Yeah, it would be before your installation appointment.
As opposed to me just having a chat with someone from the installation group who could probably answer all those questions.
Yeah, we'd have to send it over to the construction team. Maybe it's a case that the construction manager would call you and then answer your questions, or they'll just send a technician out so that they can help you. Or if you'd want to ask me the questions, and then I could have it relayed for you, and then once I do get the answers, I could provide it back to you.
Sure, that's easy.
Okay.
I guess one, given that my power comes in via pole, I'm presuming that they're going to bring the fiber in the same way across the road.
Well, not with that question, I can answer, not necessarily. Usually, if you do have your utility wires coming from the pole, then they can do the connection to the pole to your home.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so let's forget that one. I don't really care if they dig a trench or not. But more importantly, I want to have this set up so that their fiber goes into a wall jack, and I use what's called a Keystone pass-through. So the question is, for the Keystone pass-through, what kind of fiber do they use? Is it an LC connector, which stands for Lucent, or SC, which was the earlier version called Square Connector?
Give me a second, please. You said what the type of connection? You said if we use an LC or an SC?
Correct. And this is going to be for a Keystone pass-through.
Okay, so for the Keystone pass-through, you want to know if we use an LC connection or an SC connection.
Correct. And the presumption being that they would run the cable into the pass-through. I would screw the wall jack into the wall, and then they would have a relatively short patch cable, you know, 10 feet or something like that. Do they have things like that? I don't know if they – you can make fiber in the field, but most companies don't like to, you know, hand-make fiber cables. Now, if they have all of this stuff in the truck, then I don't need to go buy it. You know, if they have a Keystone jack and a wall cover, you know, et cetera, then I don't have to go buy it. If they don't, because they're just assuming they're going to drill a hole in the wall, then I need to get that. And I'm going to be presuming someone wants to talk to me so that they understand clearly what's going on. But you can communicate this and say that, if necessary, please contact me.
Okay, yes.
And they can reach me at any time on my cell phone.
And that would be for the 845-418-5501?
845-797-5011.
What's your service address?
43 Cambridge Drive, Red Hook, New York.
Your first name is...
Jeffrey. Jeffrey with a G.
Oh, there we go. That's why I had that there. Okay. Let me just pull up the account. All right, so 845-797-5011.
Right. I'm sure this would be a very short conversation if they feel like calling.
Okay.
I don't want someone to show up and find out, oop, can't do it.
You just want to have a conversation to know if we do have the items or if you need to get the necessary items.
Correct. And okay. And if they have any fundamental concerns with that.
Oh, okay.
I don't see that they would, but okay.
All right, no problem. I'll send this information over to the team. And you said that they could give you a call at any time. And if they do relay the answers back to me, I'll give you a call back. Is that okay?
Thank you very much.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
That's it.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Same to you. Have a great one, and thanks for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Okay.